Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Saturday's meeting with Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
What kind of weather are you prepared for?
That's right. I guess it'd be a little colder with a hole in the sun, probably. We're preparing for cold weather and rain and sleet and a grass field that's going to be probably a little bit loose. So we're getting ready for that.
John, you're kind of alluding to no lack of motivation in the team yesterday, but especially given just this rivalry with Pittsburgh, how do you think that has influenced the locker room and especially kind of the bitter taste in that game?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, no matter who you play in this particular game, in this situation, there would be no lack of motivation. I mean, our guys love to play. They're pro football players. They want to go out there and they want to play, and they want to play well, and they want to win. They want to put their best foot forward. The fact that it's a division rival, the Steelers, that certainly doesn't lessen it. You know, it's always a very important game for us. It's a team that we respect very much. We also understand the type of game that we're always playing against those guys. So, our guys are looking forward to it.
John, what have you seen from Mason Rudolph? He's been kind of the guy the last couple of weeks. They've been winning a couple of games. How have he kind of impacted that offense?
Well, I mean, obviously they've been very successful with him in there. I think he's reading the offense out. They've got, they've adjusted. They've kind of went in certain directions and away from certain directions in terms of what they're running, what they're calling. He's operating the offense really well, putting the ball where it's supposed to go based on the coverage, and they're running the ball really well, and he's done really well. So, just kind of looked at him and how it's still their offense, but his version of it is what we're studying.
John, we saw the video you guys posted of the Pro Bowl announcements, obviously, and particularly striking, I think, was maybe Patrick Queen's reaction, how much it meant to him. I mean, was that kind of a neat thing for you to see? I mean, You know how much he took the criticism to heart back when he was a 21-year-old rookie, and is it cool to see that?
Well, yeah, it was great to see it. I mean, it's just very deserving. I thought he played great last year, too, and to see it recognized by the peers and the fans and everybody. To see that video with Eric, it was really cool to see. I mean, I thought that was great with all the guys. And, it means a lot to guys. To be recognized like that as a pro football player, when you're a pro football player, it always strikes me as how much it means to the guys every year when you make those announcements.
What's that like for you when you're revealing one by one in front of the whole team there? What's that like?
It's fun, man. Like, we got technology, so, we'll get the screen, we'll get some drama, dim the lights a little bit. All of a sudden, the picture pops up of the player, and everybody goes crazy. So it's a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean they run a couple versions. They run of gap schemes. They run what we call duo with no puller. They've been running that for years. They usually do it with the tight end side with extra tight ends over there. Sometimes they'll bring the wide receivers down in there and insert them or sift the backside. And then they run the puller gap schemes. The power more than anything else with power O, and they've been great at that. And I think the biggest thing is it's a downhill run. But it can also bounce. If you stop it up inside and you don't control your edges, those two backs will take it outside in a second, and they're both hard to tackle. So it'll be a big challenge for us. Every week stands on its own, and stopping the run will be, job one for us in this game.
And John, what kind of opportunity do you think with Tyler? I mean, we haven't really had seen much this year because DeMar's been there. What kind of opportunity do you think this presents for him?
Oh, yeah, it's a big opportunity. I mean, to get out there and play against a defense like this, one of the top defenses in the league. It's a great opportunity for him, but he's ready for it. I'm looking forward to seeing him play. Yeah, I mean, that's true for any quarterbacks or any players. Everybody brings their own stamp to it, and as a coach, I think you recognize that. And when you play guys like you're talking about Mason Rudolph, it's the same exact thing. they have their different style, and you kind of recognize that. And it is fun to watch.
Mike Tomlin, again, a man who not have a record below 500, pretty astounding mark. Over the years, what are your pregame conversations? Have they evolved over the time, like from the beginning as you're both young coaches and now some of the guys have been around?
Like, I appreciate the both young coaches. Yeah, that's good. You mean
gentle.
Yeah, you said we were young coaches. Yeah.
Now you're not quite as young coaches.
Okay, guess I'll take it. It's like any relationship. I mean, it's certainly grown and evolved over the years. I have great respect for Mike, for what he's done, for their organization, for what they've done. I think his stamp is on the football team without question. You know, they're a team that plays winning football. They don't beat themselves. They don't have a lot of penalties. They don't turn the ball over. And then his style is kind of, ever since he got there, they've been about playing good, solid football and then being physical and then creating big plays, you know, on both sides of the ball. So I think that's there again now, like it always is, and you just come to understand that. I think they probably have a pretty good understanding of how we like to play, and probably Mike and I probably have a pretty good understanding how each other coaches his team, you know. So there won't be too many surprises probably that way. But it's an honor, and I'm grateful for it, and definitely don't take that part of it lightly. It's a good competitive relationship, and it's been amazing.
All right.
Great, thanks. Okay.